ask Marsha to please share. Thanks, Marsha.
Thanks very much, Ken. Hey, family. I'm an alcoholic addict. My problem is Marsha. And I'd love to say that I'm happy to be here and my unicorns are farting rainbows and life is well and everything like that. But literally, up to 5 seconds ago, I've been crying. Life on life's terms can suck. I really can. Try and put all those ducks in a row and hope that they quack. Hope that they quack. I would handle it if they would meow, as long as they're in a row. Kind of sort of say something to me about, that I put my best foot forward and I'm going in the right direction. Okay. But regardless of what's going on right now, the last thing on my mind is doing a drug. The last thing on my mind is taking a drink. Probably a whole bunch of other things that I could probably partake in because, if it makes these, what are these things called, feelings go away, then I'm all for that. Anything that's going to make these feelings go away. Because they're yucky and they're uncomfortable, and I don't know how to deal with them. At least I didn't know how to deal with them prior to coming into the program. So, I introduced myself as being the problem because I have to remember that I somehow have some part in the crap that goes on. I'm still cleaning up the wreckage of my past. And things that go on today, I do have some parts in these things. Sometimes my part is just the fact that I happen to be there. I just happen to be there. But I have to, what I process through all of this is that, what's going on with me? If I have a resentment towards you, if I'm pissed off about something, I'm annoyed because somebody set a boundary and I don't want to honor it. I've got a resentment or anything like that. I'm the one that's going through it. I'm the one that's going through it. So I'm the one that has to figure out, how I'm going to get to the other side of whatever is that's going on with me. And it's not always pleasant, Don't always get the result that I'd like. I don't have to do a drug over it. I don't have to do that. And okay, let's back up here. Sorry, I don't want to be bringing anybody. You know what? Why am I saying sorry? If I bring you down, I bring you down. That's your problem, not mine. If you have a problem with that, go talk to your sponsor. That's just the way it goes. I'm not going to sit here and try and pretend that life is all beautiful because it's not. Right now, right here, right now, for me, it's not. I had a good day yesterday. I had a great, and 2 days ago, it was amazing. I still have I bought myself cotton candy. I still have some of it left over that I'm treating as part of the, treating myself and shit like that. So, but today was not a good day. But it doesn't mean that I'm having a bad life. It just means that today it's not a good day. So let me just back up a little bit here. June 16th is coming, June 16th. I will be 8 years, 8 years clean and sober. 8 years. I never thought in a million years I could get 8 minutes, let alone, 8 days, 8 weeks, 8 months, and now I'm coming up on 8 years. And the past year and a half has been really, really, really hard. It's been really hard. And I really have wanted to check out quite a few times. Where did my snot rag go? Sorry. I've wanted to check out quite a few times. But I'll tell you, damn it, I didn't come this far just to come this far. And I'm not giving up. I'm absolutely not giving up on anything. So, I'm not going to dwell too much on the drugging and all that stuff because, I mean, We all know how to do that, right? Life was rough, you know, I got a resentment towards my mom when I was young because she left me and my brother in Jamaica so she could come and make a better life for us. And how dare she do that? You know, so my abandonment issues and my resentments and all that stuff started really young. I didn't know what a resentment was actually until I came into recovery. I just thought, you know, this grumpy sort of pissed off at the world way was just the way everybody was. Is that not the way you, there's a name for that. I was told growing up that I was going to have problems in life because I'm a woman, because I'm a black woman, and because I'm gay. You know, three strikes and you're out. And so my purpose and goal in life was to make sure that, you know, that I was okay with me. So I became a very obnoxious, in your face, individual, that always had to be right. And you had to like me, attention seek. I think attention was probably one of my first addictions. Attention was one of my first addictions. And I say that because I worked with children for 25 years and I didn't work with them because I liked them. I worked with them because they gave me the attention that I wanted. You know, what kid doesn't love an adult that's always there? And, you know, it's like, Miss Marcia, Miss Marcia. And they love me. They was, you know, and that was the reason. And how selfish and self-centered is that? That's the reason why I did that. You know, not to educate the future children of the world and all that stuff. It's like, no, they give me attention. That's what it's all about. I had a lot of trauma happening when I was younger, like sexual abuse, physical abuse, and all the neglect, this, that, and whatever. Excuse me, I was very angry because that's what was shown to me. I have issues with my culture, my whatever, my race, my everything like that, because all of my abuse issues, every single damn last one of them, was inflicted on me from a ma family member. So I have issues with black women because they're angry. I have issues with black men because of the things that they did to me. I have issues with just the culture because we grew up poor and that, you know, so many things, you know, and that's one of the things that I had to work on when I came into the program. You know, there's BIPOC meetings that I go to, you know, for the Black Indigenous people of color meetings, and I get terrified. I get terrified because it just brings back a lot of trauma. So, one of the great things about being in this program is I've become really comfortable with who I am. I'm still working on it, but I'm becoming very comfortable with who I am. And it's from the inside out. You know, it's from the deep rooted parts of me that like I know that I'm a good person, and I'm proud of who I am. You know, I'm proud of the fact that I am a woman. I'm proud of the fact that I'm a woman of color. I'm proud of the fact that I'm a lesbian. I'm proud of me, of who I am. I could not have said that 8 years ago. There's absolutely no way in hell I could have said that 8 years ago. 8 years ago, my purpose was to get down on my knees in a back alley with a guy who's gonna give me the money that I'm gonna need to get the drugs that I want, to then go sit in an alley with a needle sticking out of my arm and a bottle of booze by my side. You know, that was me 8 years ago, and there's no way in hell I would disrespect myself to that point now. And it was from coming into the rooms, not wanting to be friends with absolutely anybody. I came into the room to learn how to smoke crack like a lady. I didn't want to have any friends or whatever, to see who I could manipulate. And, you know, oh, that person's got a really good job. I'm pretty sure I can get something out of them. Or, you know, it was all about the take, you know. And because that's all I knew. That's what I knew. And I couldn't pull the wool over your eyes. There's absolutely nothing that I would bitch, moan, or whine about. Drive my BMW, bitch, moan, and whine. There's absolutely nothing that I could say that somebody didn't say, well, yeah, so what? You know, and when I say that, like, I got the love and compassion and everything else that I needed, but what I also got was a swift kick up the ass about the fact that, you can't be blaming everybody for everything that's going on with you, you know. Well, my childhood, what my child, I'm not discrediting anything that went on with me as a child. Nobody is discrediting the things that I or anybody as a child has gone through. These things shouldn't happen, and it's like there's no excuse for it and everything like that. I'm a 53-year-old grown ass woman now. I'm not a person that's still yelling at my mom because she didn't buy me a black Barbie doll to help me identify with whom I am, you know. So my childhood was taken away from me, but I'm the only person that's going to take my adult my adult life away from me if I stay there, if I stay in my past. So I was brought into a program when I was told, stop your bitching, moaning, and whining. Take some responsibility for the things that have gone on in your life. Like 5 years on the street, homeless. Is that because your mother didn't pay your rent for you, or because every single time you got money, you had to go and find a deal? You had your money spent before the money even came in. Did your mother sit on you and pour the alcohol down your throat? Did your mother embezzle all that money that you got charged with? Working at the different places that you did? Was your mother driving the car when you got your DUI the first time, the second time, the third time? That's not what it's about, So I started to take some responsibility for me and my life and what's going on. And believe it or not, that crap actually worked. My first year was good. And then somebody came up to me after my first year and said, congratulations, now the real work starts. And I thought to myself, what do you mean now the real work starts? What the hell have I been doing since I came in? I stopped drinking, I stopped drugging. I have to feel these feelings, knowing that the feelings are not going to kill me. I have to start taking a bit of responsibility in my life, and I have to be around all you people with the keep coming back and do this and go to these meetings and and it's, oh, are you serious? And then to throw it all on, you want me to get down on my knees and you want me to pray to who? No, honey. Honey, I told you that was but before. I'm getting down on my knees. You can't afford it, and I don't live that life anymore. So can we move on? I didn't know how I was going to do this program if I had to believe in a God, believe in a higher power. How I was going to do that, because that was not who I was. I don't believe in those things. And if you do, that's fine. If you need a God, that's fine. If you need a Buddha or that purple elephant that's across the street, or anything, I don't care what it is that you want to believe in. Please don't shove it down my throat. And I was so terrified that I wasn't going to get this program, because my first introduction to this was in 2003, and I did not understand until 2017. It's the first one that does it. And if I don't do that first one, I'm not going to get that obsession. And if I don't have that obsession, then the compulsion and all that stuff is not going to kick in. And maybe I'm going to be able to make it through the next 5 minutes without doing this. So, but I kept coming back. And I kept asking a lot of questions, and I started working on the steps. What is it? Steps 1, 2, 3. You give it up. There you go. Just give it up. Steps 4, 5, and 6. I clean it up. Steps no 4, 5, 6. Yes, 7. And steps 8 and 9. I make it up. And steps 10, 11, and 12. I keep it up. And that's what it is. Just stop doing what I'm doing, right? Get to know who I am. Stop blaming the world and get to know who I am. Take responsibility for who I am. Get out there and get a job, Marcia. And actually, when you get a job, go to work 5 days a week. 5 days a week, not the 3 days or the 2 days, or show some responsibility with what's going on. And clean up that the past. Make my amends. Make my amends to myself. I have to forgive myself for believing all that shit when I was younger. When I thought my name was stupid idiot for the first 13 years of my life, when I thought that all the things that I was told, I believed those things. So, I forgive myself for that, for not knowing any better. And then, forgive those that need to be forgiven that are around me. Some things are not forgivable for us. I can't, you know. That's why I have a therapist. That's why I have a tribe of people. And through all this, and through all of this, you know, which is where 10, 11, and 12 in, okay? 10, 11, and 12 come in, you know, utilize my tribe, utilize the people that are in this program. And I don't need a God to be sober. I don't need a God to be clean. And so I need to not drink and I need to not drug. And what is it that I believe in? I believe in the program. I believe in those 12 steps. I believe if I apply myself, and just, you know, give a shit about myself, right? That I'm going to be okay. And even when I'm not okay, I'm going to be okay. Like today, when I say today was a shitty day, it is a shitty day. I got the worst news I possibly could have, and I don't know where I'm going to go from here. I absolutely don't. But what I do know is that I'm powerless over the situation. There's nothing that I can do about it. Absolutely nothing, you know, except believe I don't have to drink or drug over it, and believe that, you know, I'm not going to say that things are going to get better, but I'm going to be okay. You know, I've got an amazing amount of people in my life that can help me. Whether I know you personally or not, you're there for me. There are 27 other people in this room that are here for me right now, right here, right now. And I love you all for it. I really do. Especially you, Megan. Do the steps. I do the steps. I apply myself day to day, right? I don't need a higher power or a God or anything like that. But what I do need to believe in is this program, and this program can work if I apply myself to it. So I've stopped blaming the world. I keep my head out of my butt. I try to do the next right thing. And I don't always do the next right thing. I don't. But y'all are there to help me with it. If it weren't for the 12 steps, I would probably be dead. If I wasn't dead, I'd still be an alleyway on my knees, and that's no way to live. I absolutely will not disrespect myself that way. I did not come this far just to come this far. So if you're having a hard time, get your head out of your ass. And call somebody, you know, get some professional help if you do need it. But the most important thing through all of this, give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. I am hard on myself, but I love myself. And it took 8 years for me to get to this point. And nobody is going to rain on my parade. Absolutely nobody. So thank you all for being here. I'm sorry I couldn't have been more uplifting. But this is it. This is life on life's terms. Y'all caught me on a bad day. Really, really fucking bad day. But I need to be of service. And when I'm done here and I'm finished crying, I'm gonna be okay. So thanks a lot. Love you all.